The Duck and the Kangaroo. Hello, this is Natasha. And Prince Bertie the Frog has asked me to read a special poem about some friends of his. It was written quite a while ago by a great poet called Edward Lear, who specialised in beautiful nonsense. He also wrote The Owl and the Pussycat. And this is another love story about a peculiar star-crossed pair. One was a duck and the other a kangaroo. Said the duck to the kangaroo, "Good gracious, how you hop over the fields and the water too, as if you would never stop. My life is a bore in this nasty pond, and I long to go out in the world beyond. I wish I could hop like you," said the duck to the kangaroo. "Please give me a ride on your back," said the duck to the kangaroo. "I would sit quite still and say nothing but quack the whole of the long day through. And we'd go to the Dee and the Jello Bowlie, over the land and over the sea. Please take me a ride, oh do," said the duck to the kangaroo. Said the kangaroo to the duck, "This requires some little reflection. Perhaps on the whole it might bring me luck, and there seems but one objection, which is, if you'll let me speak so bold, your feet are unpleasantly wet and cold, and would probably give me the rheumatiz," said the kangaroo. Said the duck, "As I sate on the rocks, I have thought over that completely, and I bought 4 pairs of worsted socks which fit my web feet neatly, and to keep out the cold I've bought a cloak, and every day a cigar I'll smoke, all to follow my own dear true love of a kangaroo," said the kangaroo. "I'm ready, all in the moonlight pale, but to balance me well, dear duck, sit steady and quiet at the end of my tail." So away they went with a hop and a bound, and they hopped the whole world 3 times round. And who so happy, oh who, as the duck and the kangaroo. And that was the story of the duck and the kangaroo. Bertie's asked all our listeners who live down under to look out for his friend the kangaroo, who was last seen hopping along with a duck on his tail. If you see him, tell him to send a postcard to his friend Prince Bertie the Frog. And don't forget, there are loads more stories and poems on storynori.com. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!